Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm one of the people, I'll go on vacation and I will sleep.
Because that's what you're supposed to do, really.
In the yeah.
You're supposed to relax, and vacation doesn't always mean drink.
I ain't got to be active the whole time,
no. Spend at least a day and a half just snored out. Then you wake up back to life.
Listen, we were filming like most of the tour on the weekend. So we would film from like 9 to 2:30, then go back to the hotel. And then we would, me, the tour manager, and Angel would have to be at the club at 5 to set up. So I only got like 2.5 hours. And I'm going to get a nap in, so I really couldn't binge anything.
At least you grown and understand that. Like, I'm going to get my nap in. Like, it's on the schedule. Like.
I am at that point where it's comfort over fashion. I got on Birkenstocks right now. You listen. These Birkenstocks so damn cold. Listen.
I've never heard a grown man openly tell me I got on Birkenstocks right now.
Absolutely. Here. The real ones, too. These ain't from Target. These are real Birkenstocks, man.
First of all, you do just realize that was a humble brag that you spent real money on real Birkenstocks.
It's comfort.
These
weren't expensive. These were like $40.
Oh, were?
Yeah, because these are like the rubber ones. What? These ain't like the...
Let me ask you a question. What size you wear?
No, we not doing that.
I just want to...
We're not going to do that.
You know how that goes.
We're not going to do that.
I'm not trying to rob you while the cameras are rolling.
Well, just keep the cameras rolling because he is from Chicago.
Man, you're
so
damn
until
right
he leaves, let's keep the cameras rolling. Welcome back to another episode of Word in His Heart, ladies and gentlemen. I have my very good friend with me today. He's a seasoned actor. You can catch him. He's listed. You can go IMDb. This brother right here. You know, he's in a Spike Lee joint. You understand me? Ladies and gentlemen, we have comedian, content creator, podcaster, Chicago native.
Yes.
Mr. Jay Washington in the house. Bah, 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 bah!
So, time out. I've been meaning to ask you this.
Yes.
So, I've watched a lot of the episodes.
Yes.
I caught up on it. I binged the show to understand the show.
Okay.
And every episode, you do the air horn out your mouth. Now, from what I gather, you were doing well in life.
Uh-huh.
Can't she hit a button for you to make the air horn?
It ain't gonna have the same effect. The air horn, when you do it yourself, it creates a certain energy. Yeah, we can have a DJ here. We can,
I didn't say you needed a whole DJ. Just get like a Staples button. Just
yeah.
Burr, burr, when you
can
it.
Do that after. But the energy, I want to give that to you.
Okay, and you gave me that, and I appreciate
that.
Okay?
Let's just leave that there.
Shout out to his sound effects. I appreciate it.
What was it like working on the set with Spike Lee?
It was a while ago, but I tell everybody this, it's a dream come true.
Right.
Because I grew up watching Spike Lee joints.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
when I wasn't supposed to be watching them.
A lot of us.
Know what I'm saying? So when I got the audition, first of all, the audition for it, that was crazy because I remember where we were at, and you don't expect him to be there.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody coming out of the room was like, yo, he wants something to drink. And I was like, who is he? And then he popped his little head out of the room. I was like, well, shit, he's here.
Spike is here.
He's here. I was like, well, ain't no point in getting nervous. Like, I'm here at this point. And so the audition process, I always tell everybody, was me and the casting director, Kim Coleman, and we doing the scene. And then Spike just feeding in lines, and I'm just improvising off that.
Yeah.
Going back and forth. And after I was getting ready to leave, he was like, yo, so what you doing for the summer? He was like, you on the road? Because he saw I was a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I'm here for the summer. He was like, okay. I left out. I was like, I'm about 95% sure I just booked the role.
Hey,
Spike
man.
Lee. You know, you had a feeling when you were like, I'm 95% sure.
Listen.
It wasn't until I got the call. When I finally got the call and stuff that I had booked it, I weeped in tears. I had like the Shawn Michaels moment at WrestleMania when I finally won the chip, bro. I was on my knees. I was like, this is that moment, God. And so I was happy. And I still didn't know exactly what I was doing yet.
Uh-huh.
I just knew I had a role in the Spike Lee joint. That was all I needed to hear. It wasn't until I had to go to my fit-in. And they had, you know how when you go to a fitting, they have all the cast members' pictures on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking around, I'm like, Wesley Snipes, Jennifer Hudson, Nick Cannon, Angela Bassett, Wesley. I was like, what the? Okay, cool.
These are stars.
I was like, all right, you here, you made it, cool. Right. I remember we were going in, we went on 47th King Drive down from where Jokes and Notes used to be.
Yep.
That's where Spike bought most of the clothes from. Ruth Carter, Oscar Award winner. name drop.
Okay, all right.
She was, you know, putting the wardrobe on us. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, she put an orange shirt up to me and said, he'll look good next to Wes with this. And I was like, Wes, who? She was like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. I said, ma'am, I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
I'm just happy to be here in the moment. Yeah. She was like, oh, you Wesley Snipes' right-hand man.
Nice.
So outwardly, nice. I'm just like, okay, bet.
Right.
Inwards, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, bitch.
Bitch, I'm working with Nino Brown and Blade,
bitch. Yes, and Blade.
And Blade, bitch. I was like, oh, bitch. And so it was just crazy because it was like that was a thing. But then again, on top of it, again, I'm still in a Spike Lee joint with Spike Lee. This ain't a Spike Lee. This ain't a film by Spike Lee. This is a Spike Lee joint.
Yeah.
There's the history behind those words when it's done. And so the first day we had a table read, that was the wildest shit of my life. Because it's Spike at the head of the table with Kevin Wilmot, who's the co-writer, and Randy, who's his first AD. You got Nick Cannon sitting over there, Wesley Snipes, my boy El Dorado Jones, who played Nick's right-hand man, me, three seats down, you got Angela Bassett, yes. And I'm trying not to go, fuck all this, how you doing, Miss Bassett?
Listen!
Because
I saw Angela Bassett at a Goren Brothers, a hat store, Goren Brothers and Pasadena. I'm in there with Farron. Mm. And so she's in there with her daughter, and we walking around, and Farron's like, I think that's Angela Bassett. I was like, well, it's not. And then I was like, God damn, that's Angela Bassett, though.
Bro, for her to be mid to late 60s, if I'm not mistaken.
Body.
And I found out how she keeps that up. Not only is her workout regimen amazing, she's a strict vegan.
Oh, word.
Bro, I got the pleasure to walk with her. She said, Jay, come walk with me to craft service because we had a scene together. So, I'm walking with Angela Bassett.
You walking with Angela Bassett.
You just couldn't tell
you get me. You get your shit together.
Look, my life and the Lord was together. And we was shooting on 63rd Street. We was down the street from where I went to school. I was like, I hate niggas. So, these niggas going to try to shoot me. They going to be like, you with Angela, he don't deserve it. But we go to the crab truck, and she goes and get KLT. And I was like,
wait, that's a thing?
That's a thing, bro. That's a thing.
That's too healthy for me.
Like, when you're drinking kale tea, like, I eat a kale salad. You know what I mean? Saying? But to drink kale tea, I was like, okay, I get it. So that's how she keeps that, you know, she keeps natural nutrients in her. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what a cocoa butter regimen is like, because it's got to be just fucking flawless, nigga. What type of cocoa butter is Angela Bassett using? And so, but again, being on the set with Spike, to watch him be a general. On a set, he does this thing right before you're about to shoot where he walks the whole set in a circle and he keeps walking until he hits in the middle and it's time to shoot. And it's just wild to watch him, and you're listening to his direction and you're trying not to fanboy out, but because you're trying to be professional still, but you're like, damn,
Spike Lee
giving me direction. So it was an honor, man. I tell everybody, even though it was like 6 years ago, that moment connected me with so many people who I'm friends with still to this day.
Yeah.
You know, and it opened so many doors. I don't think I'd be out here if it's not for that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just
man.
You know, I just, every time Spike got something, I'm like, hey, man, before you get old and forget, can you just throw me something else? Because, you know, he getting up there in age.
Yeah, he getting up there.
You know what I'm saying? Getting them old-timers.
Yeah.
I don't want Spike
old-timers.
To be on the, I don't want Spike to be doing a movie like he on the court sideline for the Knicks just standing there with his hands on his hips.
He likes that. That's his position.
Why
he
does Spike Lee have the grandmama position?
He does that a lot. Kevin does that, too. Kevin Sage does that, too.
Does he have back problems?
I think he's raised by his mama a lot.
You just want to have that posture.
Okay,
all right, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Jay Washington here. We're about to get the show going. So we got five rounds, pretty easy rounds. All right. The questions might be a little difficult.
Say. That's what your mouth says.
Yeah, I know, because I lose all the time. We got Maya here, who's the instructor.
Hello.
Okay, she's gonna let us know when we are correct.
First of all, is it okay to flirt with the teacher to try to get a good answer?
No, that ain't gonna help at all.
Damn,
ain't gonna help at all. Okay.
I didn't know if nobody ever asked a question to flirt with the teacher. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, yo, so you see these shoulders?
All right. Yep. It's not gonna help at all. Okay. It's not gonna help at all. But she's here to let us know when we're correct or when we are incredibly incorrect, and to help move us along if we get caught up on something for too long.
Right? Okay. All right.
So we do the five rounds, and then we got a bonus round. But I'll get into that later when we get closer to it.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
All right.
You ready to get it going?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Round one. Pronounce this word. P-H-I-L-O-G-Y-N-I-S-T. P-H-I-L-O-G-Y-N-I-S-T. This is my word.
Oh, that's your word.
It's my word.
Sorry. Oh, that's your word.
Remember what he said? He binge watched the show, so he know what's going on.
I did. I just was thinking you was going to ask it for me first. I didn't know. You try to pronounce the word.
My name was on the front.
Okay.
Okay.
You just try to get your word.
All right. Philo. Philogenist.
Halogenist.
Correct.
Oh, you was gonna say some smart shit. You was gonna say some smart shit, and look at you.
I was.
Look at you, baby.
I was like, how long you did this show? Don't want to break words down. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's my turn.
Looking like
right?
A whole you over there. Mm-hmm. Just be quiet. Now it's not your turn just yet. Okay. You got to flip it over because there's always instruction on the back. Uh-huh. Use this sentence to figure out the definition. I don't know much about myself, but at least I know I'm a philologist. I mean,
Now you can't say it again. You just said the damn word. I'm just. You know what? I'm
a philogenist.
Mm-hmm. Let you have to breathe and catch it. Okay, cool.
I did. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about myself, but at least I know I'm a philogenist.
Just said the word 4 seconds ago.
I know. I've been forgetting stuff, man.
I'm the one that gets hit in the head with chairs as a pro wrestler, and you forgetting stuff. Cool.
We forgot to talk about this, too, because this motherfucker's a pro wrestler. All right. philogenist. But at least I know I'm a philogenist. Philogenist is someone that specializes in one field of something?
That don't sound right at all. You don't even sound sure of that shit. You're like,
what ologist isn't a professional that specializes in one field of something?
Yeah, but you just went vague as shit. You was like,
I did go vague as shit. But I mean, in a vague world, it has to fall in that.
What does your hat say, Tahir?
Girls are drugs.
Yes, it's a lover of women.
You gotta change your whole branding. All right.
So wait, but I mean, okay. So did I get it?
No, I didn't get it. No.
I feel like I should have got half of a half. I should have like 7.5 at this point.
Nope.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's see how well you do in your first card. Jay Washington.
Okay, pronounce this word. A D S C I T I T I O U S.
T I T I O U S. There's
a lot of titty in this word. A lot of titty in this word. It's ads.
Uh huh.
City.
Uh huh.
Shuous. Adsituous.
Adsituous.
I was closer than you were. Well,
I mean,
you got it.
Right.
You got it.
I got mine.
Okay,
right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
How about that?
What is it again?
Adsititious?
I forgot the titious.
Yeah,
I was like, adsititious.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, that was me trying to be a smart ass. All right. use this word.
You got
use
hit the head with one too many chairs.
Uh-huh.
Trying use to jump this, off the top turnbuckle.
I've done that and I stopped doing that because my knee said, don't you do it no more. I got a knee. Boy, let me tell you something. I'm grown and got kids. My knees was like, nigga, no. Every day, you know how hard it is to wake up when you got to take your feet down and pray to God first that you can stand upright and then put your hands on your knees like you are 58 and just say, here we go, God. And then
possibly, here we go, God.
Get
I
up.
I couldn't be a wrestler. I take my hat off to you guys because I just couldn't do it. Because I feel like when you're in the amateur going to the pro, most of your stunts look real. On the pro, I'd be like, all right, nigga, that was rehearsed. They didn't practice.
Okay, it is I'm going to say this. It is choreographed. We know how to do the moves. However, that don't take away from the physicality of the
shit. Yeah, no. I get that, for sure.
I just did a show Saturday where the ring, it was a lucha ring, lucha libre ring, but that shit is hard like a boxing ring.
Mm.
So it really has no give. Mm. So when you hit it and your back hit it, your whole body.
It's not
body,
a whole lot of bounce.
It's not a whole lot of bounce.
You just block.
So you just, fuck my decisions. So you just hit it. Nigga, I hit it. I hit the ring and took a bump and was like, I hope my Medi-Cal is still active.
Yep.
Because I didn't know if I was going to make it. Now, let me use this sentence to figure out the definition.
Go ahead.
I like to use cinnamon for this recipe, but it's adsititious.
Adsititious.
That's what you saying. You is adsititious. I'd like to use cinnamon for this recipe, but it's adsititious.
That gave him nothing. Let me tell you that.
Is it overbearing? Does it mean overbearing?
No.
Ah.
It's supplemental, not necessary.
Not necessary.
Because the way it sounds, like, I like to use it, but it's just.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured like it was over.
So aesthetic means not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going in the bank. That one I like.
That one is a mental save at right there.
Oh man, you know how efficient you would sound if like you come in here all loud as shit with all this aesthetic behavior. It's not necessary. I can't wait.
Here's
to
the problem,
reprimand someone like
Here's
that.
Here's the problem when you do it. ain't damn nigga gonna believe you know what that word means. Hey, everybody gonna be like,
I be knowing words.
Give me the definition. Give me the definition.
I be
yeah,
knowing
you
words.
Know words doing this show. All right, let's go.
See, you act that way because you come from a very nefarious part of town.
Nefarious? So is that the word we gonna describe Chicago? Bro,
am I wrong?
You're from St. Louis. Don't do this.
Okay, well, first of
don't
all.
Don't do this.
First of all, what is it?
East St.? I'm sorry. If you were just as bad, dude, you would.
Why you just can't be impressed that I use nefarious? That's the whole point. Why you just can't let me have this win?
No, you're not gonna have this win trying to dog. I know where you are from.
This is true. Go on to the next card.
Yep, next card.
All you have to do is just say, oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I could have said that, but it won't.
Let me ask y'all a question. Would you take a personal phone call? I'm talking about like from your doctor on a crowded bus or train, like on speakerphone too. Would you do that? Of course you wouldn't do that. But that's exactly what you're doing when you go online searching without ExpressVPN. When I found out the internet service providers take all this information, because they know every site you've been on, okay? The ISPs know everything, and they take that information and they sell it to data companies, and then you are targeted. They find out what market to put you in, and they start sending you all these ads and all these pop-ups, all these emails. No! No, we're not doing that. That's old school, all right? New school is ExpressVPN. You get this ExpressVPN, man, let me tell you something. ExpressVPN reroutes your network data through a secure encrypted tunnel so your ISP can't sell your online activity, all right? And it's so simple to use. So simple to use. All you got to do is fire up the app, press a button, all right? Now you're protected. And you can use this on phones, laptops, even your routers. Anything connected to your Wi-Fi, protect it, okay? Because everybody don't need to be all in your business. I definitely don't want you all in my business. What if I'm trying to send money to somebody or tax information or talking to my doctor? You don't need to know what I'm talking to my doctor about. That's my doctor. He ain't your doctor. Protect your privacy. Keep your privacy. That's what I did, and that's why I'm still with ExpressVPN, and I want to hook you guys up right now. I want you to go to expressvpn.com/wording. Again, expressvpn.com/wording and get an additional 3 months for free. You heard right, an additional 3 months for free by going to expressvpn.com/wording. Protect your privacy. Keep your privacy. All of my business wrong with you.
Find the odd man out. This is one of my favorite and most hated ones.
Okay.
Because I never get it right.
Oh, Jesus.
Find the odd man out. Two of these words are synonyms. The other is not. Okay. Which one is the odd man out? A, pliable. B, immutable?
Immutable.
Immutable. No, that makes sense. And C, stringent. Pliable. Something is able to be moved, shaped, formed, shifted around.
You got that Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze from Ghost shit happening when you did that.
Yeah. That right there.
Yep.
Immutable. Sounds like something that is not able to be able to done that. And stringent kind of sounds like that too. So stringent sounds like something that is not movable or it's not as flexible. Mm-hmm. Stringent, it's not durable like that. So I'm going to say A is the odd man out.
Correct.
Goddamn right it is.
So you just sat there was like, I don't get these right that often and got that right after you broke this down.
Let me tell you something. This is the third episode I shot today. This is the first time I've got it right.
Okay, all right.
So, let me flip it over.
I know I ain't good at shit.
All right, make a sentence about your lovely competitor using all three words. Well.
Ain't this a bitch. Hold on, before you do this, make sure you know that we need to stay friends after this.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Listen.
Okay, cool.
Wow, in the wrestling ring, Jay is a figure who is ultimately stringent and immutable. His body is quite pliable.
Okay.
It was good, but low key it sounded like you run a game on a nigga. But his body is rather pliable. Like your eyebrows are just flicking what you do.
You got a pliable ass body, bro.
Who tells another? Hey, bro, your body pliable as shit. What?
Jay will take a wrestler's head and smash it in his stomach and then take it off and his face still be there. He be like, I got your soul.
You're not going to do me on this show. All right. Let me know when it's my goddamn turn.
It's your turn. Yeah.
Find the odd man out.
Find him.
Two of these words are synonyms. The other is not. Which one is the odd man out?
Mm-hmm.
Akini? Akeen?
Mm-hmm.
Akeen?
Mm-hmm.
Seed? Stone?
Take your time now.
I know it's stone is, you know, it can be just the actual rock. Stone can be a type of, you know, stoic movement, shit like that.
It's crazy, because I thought you were going to go with Blackstone being from Chicago. You were able to overlook your environment, you know, saying you are not.
Man, I am not that person. You know, the Lord have brought me out. You never better do that. Everybody going to be in these comments when this video drop. Oh, this nigga was. No, not going to do that, Jesus. Hand on the podcast? Nope, Lord. Seed. Seed is thing. You can sow a seed, plant seeds, things like that. A keen. Keen. Okay, I see ache in the word.
That was
neat.
One of the main characters in Coming to America. It was his birthday. He was going to
nigga, that's a keem.
His royal old seed.
That ain't a keen. A keen seed.
Eddie Murphy, one of his best roles. That's what that is right there. Just listen to me, man. I got all the answers.
I'm not going to use the Coming to America.
I never man. Lead you astray, brother.
I'm about to see if I can think about this in other comic book terms. A king? Who the fuck would be a king? Would Frank Castle be
king?
I don't know why
Punisher.
I went to the Punisher first. The Punisher be a king. Steed? A seed would be that which Daredevil put in Karen Page.
Mm.
Stone would be what Luke Cage picked up off everything. Yes, I went to all the Netflix series. Only thing I didn't use was goddamn Jessica Jones or Iron Fist.
Jessica Jones was decent. The first series, the first season was.
Yeah, but first
the,
season.
The villain on the first season of Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Oh. Kill yourself with 1,000 cuts.
Oh my God, former Doctor Who? Yes.
That was fantastic. Second season, all right.
Do that again. All right, so which one is not? I'm going to say that Seed is the odd man out.
No, it's Stone.
Stone.
Akeen are the seeds like on strawberries.
Oh, okay. Yo, so it's not they pimples. Like, you ever look at a strawberry and think, like, it's got oil-ass skin almost? Mm-mm. Like, your mama used to be like, you got all them blackheads in your face?
Nope.
Like, yep, okay, nope, nope, you're not going to take,
not gonna
do
take that one with you.
You're not going to take that because you like strawberries too much is what you're saying?
I can't wait to hire somebody that talks shit about me, and as an assistant, one of their first duties is going to be pick all seeds out of strawberry and then cut them up.
What type of petty shit is that? Who are you, Mariah Carey?
That is I am Petty King. I am petty.
That is so.
Have them cut it up and then bring it to me so I can throw it away. I like to throw away seedless water. I mean, seedless
strawberries.
They gonna get, why the fuck you do that? Hey, you still get paid? You get paid by the hour, right? You gotta pay for that.
You gonna be on that stories of horrible bosses.
Oh,
like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
So it was like, yo, I used to work for Tahir Moore, and Tahir, he may be a lovable, jovial dude.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the greatest of everyone that came out of St. Louis, which is only like 12 people.
Okay.
However, when he was
knows no bounds. Knows no bounds. You're disrespecting. Knows no bounds. No,
bounds.
No barriers on it.
None. However, when he was my employer, he would make me do things.
Mm-hmm.
Did he make you touch yourself? No. Did he make you touch him? No. What did he do? He made me take the seeds out of strawberries.
With a toothpick.
Not even a dental?
No.
All right. Make a sentence about your lovely competitor using all three words. Well, despite to hear Stoneface, the seed of his goodness is bountiful and plentiful like the Akeen found on the skin of a strawberry.
Very good.
I don't know if that was an insult. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got lost somewhere.
You got lost somewhere in the middle.
I had the stone face, and I was like, wait.
That's not supposed to. You weren't supposed to really know where it was gonna go.
My skin has the texture of a boulder. What are we saying here? Okay.
Alrighty.
Spot the fake. One of these words in the sentence is not a real English word. The rest are. Which one is the fake? This one is great. I love this, okay? I never get it, but I...
You just love trying to figure out which word don't exist.
Because I'm going to have her read it after I stumble through this bitch. I mean, I'm going to fall downstairs.
At least you know he was
I'm
like,
falling downstairs with fine china. You understand me?
Damn.
Not carpeted either. I'm talking about
wood.
Oh, yeah.
With some fresh socks on.
Oh,
yo.
I'm Peter Griffin Lander, like this.
Or like Homer when he fell down the side of that cliff.
Okay. The best thing about time travel, the best thing about time travel to the past is drinking grog instead of water, bestriding wild horses, and flifting on the riverboats.
Who decided this was the sentence to give you?
Maya, do you want
to? You read it correctly, but I'll read it. Mm-hmm. The best thing about time travel to the past is drinking grog instead of water, bestriding wild horses, and flifting on the riverboat.
It sounds perfect when she says it.
Can she record my voicemail message? Let me.
It sounds so good, right?
Dog, I would get every job. They'd be like, yo, we should leave him a message. Like, you want to record my outgoing message?
Okay, here we go. Bestriding sounds real as it gets. Grog, I'm not sure. I don't know what the fuck grog is. And flifting.
Grog is a creature from Middle Earth. It's a grog.
Grog sounds like one of the things off of Battletoads. You remember that?
Yes. Battletoads, giant ass. Y'all don't remember Muscular Dave? There was Ninja Turtles, the Battletoads, Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks. Bro, I will go down this rabbit hole with you.
Okay.
All right.
Flifting. Flifting is the fake word I'm going to go with and use the fake word you have just chosen correctly in a sentence of your own. Okay. While at the lake, some enjoy jet skiing. I prefer a nice day of flifting on the lake.
Boy, I was like, you was about to go with a direction you shouldn't have went with that. No, out here flifting on these rocks.
No. Did I use
You got it right, and you got it right. That is a fake word.
Woo! This never happened.
You can thank me for being your good luck charm on this show.
I don't know about that.
You just said you've done two beforehand and ain't got shit right. I come in and now you're getting them right.
I don't know if it's that. It just might be the end of a long day. All right. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
You really finna use that time old adage on me?
That Jay-Z quote? Yeah, absolutely.
Spot the fake. Mm-hmm. One of the words in this sentence is not a real English word. The rest are. Which one is the fake? The last... Why? The last thing I expected on television was a Grand Guignol. Guignol. But this public access will show anything from Zonking to Stacymon, which sounds like a Digimon. So anything could happen.
You stumbled so much in the beginning.
You shut because I started reading ahead while I was stumbling.
And then you did. Then you put your own comment in. So I don't even know what the real
sentence is. I'm going to read it
now. Okay. No. Let Maya do it just so me and the rest of the people that are mildly having an aneurysm know what the sentence is.
Okay, cool.
I was trying to follow along, but it was just like.
Yeah, whatever. Let the teacher read it.
Yeah.
The last thing I expected on television is Guignol. But this public access will show anything from Zonking to Stacymon, so anything could happen.
See, that's how it was supposed to sound. I don't know what you did.
Last thing I expected was Guignol.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Guignol.
There it is.
Why does a Guignol sound familiar? It sounds like a body part.
Mm-hmm.
Like it sounds, I'm thinking hernia-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know why something about a type of hernia is popping in my head thinking of Grand Guignol.
Okay.
But this public access show will show everything from Zonking to Stacymon.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a ripoff of Pokemon.
It does.
And Grand Guignol reminds me of the Great Bambino.
Sounds like a dude in John Wick 4 who about to try to fuck him up when he get the Elder King. Yeah, I knew, like, Zonking is, like, the dude, like, the final boss before the final boss.
Yes.
Like, you get Zonking, and then he just be some big 8-foot dude, just know all the martial arts.
All of them.
To Stacymon. Trying to break. Low-key, okay, also, not only did I watch some of the shows, I was watching Spelling Bees, and so I was trying to see how they broke words down. Like, you mean the root of the word, suffixes, prefixes, and ain't none of that shit helping them right now. So... I was expecting to be able to do this easily.
Ah, well, you know.
I'm going to go... I feel like that's a word, and I swear I'm going to be wrong. I'm going to go Zonking. And then go Zonking and use the fake word you've just chosen correctly in a sentence of your own.
Light work. You got this.
Light work? Okay. Cool.
Light work. Like,
you talking about that aneurysm. I just had that shit. Just right, your face just on the side. Just running like Papa. What's wrong with him? While strolling through Tokyo, Japan, I ran across a store that had a plethora of Zhongqing in stock.
Use that as a noun, which is correct, and that is also a fake word, so you got full credit.
Woo!
Congratulations, Shay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for your belief and you know.
Now, let's be clear. I did not believe you.
I know you did. I didn't either. Shit.
I didn't believe it at all.
I didn't believe it at all.
Doctor, pronounce this professional title. NEPHROLOGIST.
Oh, I already know what that is by heart. Can I pronounce the word for him?
No.
No.
Oh, you can't pronounce the word. Oh, yeah. You got to pronounce it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you do.
Nephrologist?
Mm-hmm. I believe you said nephrologist.
I said nephrologist. Nephrologist.
Say it again.
You added extra O in there.
Nephrologist.
There you go.
He got that wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was like, everybody heard that initially. Cool.
Yeah, nephrologist. Ah, okay. Flip it over. A nephrologist is a doctor of what? Nephews?
It's a fancy-ass name for an uncle. What's that about? It's a fancy-ass name for an uncle. What's that about studying my nephews? What's up, Bobby? Jimmy into here. Come on over here.
B, kidneys. C, biblical Nephilim. Is that what that word is? Nephilim?
The Nephilim?
Nephilim. Biblical Nephilim. Well, it's not nephews.
You sure? Listen. Listen. Sometimes you got to study your nephews to understand what they do. Sometimes you don't have to study your nieces because that's weird. You study your nephews because your nephews need the grow models in life.
Got it. I'm going to go B, kidneys.
That's exactly correct. What it is. I went to Everest College, so I knew. Yes, I was sitting on the TV stand. I swear to God, I have my Everest scrub still in the career. That is not a thing I should have admitted on the show.
You really went to Everest?
Yes, I was sitting there. I was literally sitting on my couch, staring at my TV, watching my life pass me by. And I was like, oh, I could get a Pell Grant from this. And they was like, you don't get the money out of that. I was like, what? And so I went and got a certificate in medical administrative assisting. I have a certificate. Wow. Yes. And so I had to learn about ICD-9 codes, had to learn different medical terminology, trying to remember this one. Doctor, pronounce this professional title. ICHTYOLOGIST.
THY.
THY, excuse me. Ichthyologist.
Say that one some more.
Ichthyologist.
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 Ah. Sorry.
Yeah. So close.
All right.
Right there.
An ichthyologist is a doctor of what? A, nasty things.
This used to be a highbrow show.
So a nigga named Nate that was an ichthyologist. What's your name? Named Nate. I study. B, fish, or C, isthmuses, a narrow strip of land with water on either side that connect two larger land masses.
I was worried.
An ichthyologist studies fish.
Correct.
How'd you know that?
Because I knew what it was.
You went to Everest?
I knew what an ichthyologist was. So here's a little tip, since you always talk shit about me being from Chicago.
Okay.
Growing up, my mother was very overprotective. Mm-hmm. It was six. It was my mother, my brother, my grandmother, my two uncles, I in the same house. My grandmother brought me a set of encyclopedias. Mm-hmm. When I was six, I started reading them. Mm-hmm. So I still would just refresh my memory. And plus, I was on the weakest link, so I had to use my useless-ass knowledge. I knew what an ichthyologist was.
You are just a random person.
Your boy, listen.
Everest College, Weakest Link.
I was in the
fight. Chirac.
Bro, how do those go together? I have no idea.
Jesus, I don't even know how to connect the dots with you.
Let me tell you something, you can't. I don't know why I licked my lip like.
I didn't like it. I'll be honest, I didn't like it.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't. We might have to just 86 this episode.
No, you gonna keep this? You gonna keep
like that?
You don't want to kept trying to go for my cheek for 3.5 minutes straight.
Man, wasn't that long? Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word is adjudicate.
You know this one?
Yes, because it's from John Wick. She came to...
Yeah, she did. There was a third one.
It's the third one, the adjudicator.
Adjudicator. All right, here we go. Adjudicate. P-A-S-S.
Did you really?
I'll submit that. Is that correct?
No.
No.
Cool. All right, let me flip it over. Maya, you want to spell adjudicate for me?
Yes, it's A-D-J-U-D-I-C-A-T-E.
Oh, I'd have missed that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd have missed the E.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to do it right, so I did what I had to do. Use this sentence to help you find the definition. As our resident expert, would you like to adjudicate this match? Judge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky bastard. All righty. Spell the word that Maya gives you that I'm probably not going to know how.
Maya, you could just give him adjudicate again.
He still ain't going to get it. That's the pettiest shit the kid has done on this show. Just give him the same word again. He don't remember.
He was trying to spell it. He was A-D-U-G.
No, what? I was like, J-U. What? When she got to the E part, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Maya, you're up. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Your word is intercession.
Oh, you got this. This is light work. I would have spelled this had I got this. He would have had adjudicate, still spelled the shit wrong, getting all excited about John Wick 3. Because she was an adjudicator. She came with the little coin thing.
Why are you breaking my concentration and shit?
That ain't doing it. That shouldn't stop you at all, playboy.
Intercession. I-N-T-E-R-C-E-S-S-I-O-N.
Correct.
Whew. Let me tell you something. When somebody spells something that fast, it's not because they're confident.
What? I was
confident. The most unconfident spelling of a word. He spelled it fast, so he was hoping she didn't hear everything, and she just like, okay, yeah, that sounds right.
No.
That's why he spelled it that fast.
Because when you hear intercession, people automatically go enter, and in regular way spell session. Mm-hmm. And I had to remind myself, that's one that it's not spelled that way. It's spelled with the C. Use this sentence. Yeah, I'm getting bougie for a hot second. Shouts out to my random ass knowledge.
Everest?
Everest? We have no mascot either.
Go ahead and throw up the E so you can throw up the folks.
I will beat your You done did the black stones out of You trying to get me shot out of this hell. Use this sentence to help you find the definition. God, it's so funny because the first line of the sentence is, God, I know I brought this on myself. But if you could help me out, if you could just help me out with an intercession of some kind, I will never curse again. I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Please do.
Because it's to intercede. It's to involve yourself and make things better and change the path of something. I'm thinking of the biblical way, but I'm trying to use the technical term. Intercession is to intercede. Intercede means to get involved. That's what I'm submitting.
Okay. To intervene on behalf of another. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you know that. Yes.
Thank you. See? Now, how much confidence you want to talk shit about now?
No, you got that right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So now we're at the bonus round, Jay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So basically,
I don't like the way you did that face. No, we're at the bonus round.
But yeah, because I mean, this motherfucker is doing way better than I expected to. Not that I wasn't expecting you to do well, but I didn't expect...
This random-ass knowledge?
Yeah, this random-ass knowledge. Like, you are dropping shit right now.
I was a 3.4 GPA in high school. I went from Everest College to the University of Phoenix online, and my GPA there was a 3.6, so...
Okay.
I got a little knowledge.
Yeah, it's good, man.
That means I'm going to lose all these next ones. Just
so just one more.
Okay.
So Maya has two cards. You're going to pull one. I'm going to take the one that's left. You're going to keep it face down.
Okay.
I'm going to go first, and then you'll just follow suit right out there.
Copy that.
So you pull one card. Don't look at it. Keep it face down. There it is. And then I'll pull my card. And Maya's going to give us the instructions, basically, on how this works.
Cool.
So you have a tongue twister. You have to say it 3 times fast in under 10 seconds. If you say it correctly, in under 10 seconds, you get full credit. if you say it correctly and are still trying to say it fast, but you go over, I'll give you partial credit. And if you say it under 10 seconds, but you mess up a little, I'll still give you partial credit. You gotta say it 3 times. There's no cheating. There's no trying to get one over on me either.
So basically, you got a chance to win 20 points or 10 points if you do it correctly over time, or 10 points.
I just gotta say it at least 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this an adult show or a family friendly show?
You know what?
Because I was going to say, I practice for this in many ways. Let's go.
Oh. Here we go. 3. 2. 1. The guy took him aside and cried. They lied. This trail is untried. The guy took him aside and cried. They lied. This trail is untried. The guy took him aside and cried. They lied. This trail is untried.
Done and done.
That's like, you're not looking at yourself. No, I wasn't looking at it.
I'm not. You said go. I didn't even look at it. I was looking at you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Whatever. Nah, keep it down or two. All right. Zamai, how did I do?
You got it under 10 seconds and you did it correctly.
Like full credit. Me.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Ask Jerome to comb his phone through that overgrown dome. Ask Jerome to comb his phone through that overgrown dome. Ask Jerome to comb his phone through that overgrown dome. Ask Jerome to comb his phone through that overgrown dome. 1 for good measure.
You both got it done perfectly.
Hey, Jay, listen, man. I'm glad that you came on.
I feel like I'm about to get that. Don't ever come back.
I'm glad you came on the show, man. I hope you had a good time, but also, fuck you. That 1 for good measure shit, that was just unnecessary.
No, what? I mean, it felt like the way you was talking shit. Well, you know, you from the nefarious part of Chicago.
I don't take that back.
You don't take that back?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying, look.
Yeah. That's gonna be what it's gonna be, nigga.
First of all, you seem to be a little hostile for a light skinned nigga right now that just lost. Listen, I don't trust light skinned
nigga. I don't know if we lost it. I don't know if I lost it.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Okay, so I mean, I'm talking about this.
Maya has been tallying the scores, and yes, She's gonna let us know who the victor is.
Tahir didn't lose. Tahir won by 1 point.
Ain't that a bitch?
Go ahead. No, I'm not that type of winner.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't need that.
You sure? I mean,
listen,
I don't.
Listen. I do this for the people, okay? This is bigger than me.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor now?
Yeah, but
you didn't gave the cameras what you want to say?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm just speaking me hard.
Right.
You know what it is? Fuck, nigga. You see what the fuck I'm doing out here? Boy, don't you ever bring a motherfucking goof ass up in here, nigga. I'm trying to do that shit. Get little, nigga. You all know what the fuck it is, boy.
But I don't do it for me. I do it for the people back home that don't know that they have the opportunity to rise to something bigger. That's what this is about. And having my friends on and getting to have jovial times with tons of gaiety and
this nigga using all the words he's learned through all 3 films.
That last one came from the last episode. So
Jay Washington, man, thank you so much for coming on, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I hope you had a great time
with us. I did.
Absolutely, man.
I did, man.
You want to let the people know what you got coming on?
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Appreciate next time y'all.
Now, you got some dope shit coming on. I want them to know. Yeah, I do is cut everybody off, but I want you to
check out Blurreds in the Hood with myself, Winston A. Marshall, every Tuesday and Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. YouTube.com, twitch.tv/Blurreds in the Hood. We talk about everything pop culture, news, sports, entertainment, and nerd shit from a Blurreds perspective, and we are unapologetically black. And the Mad Titan Podcast, where I'm your host. Everywhere you get your podcast from, I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live action and cinematic universes. It is Barbershop Talk for Nerds, so come on in the convo.
That you had that elevator pitch just in the fucking pocket. It was cocked and loaded, brother.
Let's go.
That was great.
That was the real Chicago shit.
I see. Oh, you don't have to do none of that shit. It just walks over this harder. We'll see you next week on another episode.